Nolte, Brian Stelter, after enjoying the holidays off. Chris Cuomo will probably return in January. By John Nolte on December 2, 2021. We're heading into a holiday season. I think it's possible Chris Cuomo will be on the bench for several weeks. I think it's possible he'll be back in January, reports Brian Stelter, DCNN. Where do I sign up for that sweet deal? And you know, you just know, Chris Cuomo, DCNN, is getting paid during his Christmas vacation suspension. You just know he is. You have to believe CNN would have mentioned suspended without pay in its statement announcing Cuomo's indefinite suspension this week. I've read that Cuomo earns in the neighborhood of $6 million per year. So after years of serially violating every journalistic ethic under the sun, his punishment is a $500,000 check to stay home during the holidays. Oh, yeah, that'll teach him. Talk about two Americas. Can you imagine being Chris Cuomo? Being born into wealth and political power and more privilege than a Rockefeller. Your old man's the governor of New York, you're sleeping on $100 bills. You got that magic last name that opens all the doors. And you live in a culture where you can get away with anything. And I do mean anything. Enjoy brother governor's concierge coronavirus testing as the rest of the state, including the elderly, are desperate for them, check. Champion violence against half the country, check. Run around New York while you know you're infected with the coronavirus, check. Have CNN broadcast your phony quarantine exit, check. Join brother governor's sexual misconduct crisis team, check. Use your position at CNN to dig into your brother's accusers, check. Repeatedly violate mask mandates, check. Grab a colleague's butt at a work function, check. And what's the result? CNN's probably paying him $500,000 to enjoy the whole month of December off. Can you imagine? Can you imagine living a life so privileged that after all that, you are rewarded with a faux suspension that allows you to spend the holidays at home in the Hamptons? A suspension that likely comes with a big, fat $500,000 check from Warner Media? No wonder Cuomo sold his soul to Jeff Zucker. It all makes sense now. We all like to think of ourselves as principled. But don't tell me you wouldn't be tempted to make a deal with Devil Zucker like that. You'd at least think about it, right? Hey, all you have to do is come to CNN and lie on behalf of the cause of big state Nazism. And if you get into trouble, I'll pay you $500,000 to stay home over the holidays. Deal? I'm not saying I jump at that deal, but I'd sure as hell sleep on it. Money. Fame. Zero accountability. Grab all the asses you want. Start all the riots you want. Write yourself in as the hero in your own nationally televised fake quarantine. And then you get the Christmas season off. Oh, yeah. There's no question Cuomo signed on Zucker's bottom line. Probably in blood after sacrificing one of Anthony Fauci's beagles on Jake Tapper's altar of self-regard. It was a whole thing with chants and robes and candles and cocktails. And a grateful CIA brought the party favors. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.